Office is an Audio Wool original.
Huh. Maybe. Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show. Back on the porch, Kelly's hard typing.
Hard typing.
Don't even know what we're calling this today. It is some sort of combination between a casual fright day and a normie roundup, I suppose, right?
God, that's a really good question. Remind me what the difference is between the two, because in my head, I think they're the same thing.
Well, you're yelling into the mic because you can't quite hear.
I can hear everything.
You're so...
I can hear everything.
Polite now.
I think so.
Well, a casual fright day is just you getting wine drunk, jarring apricots, staring into a camera, usually.
Oh, so casual is video?
Well, it has been, traditionally, twitch.tv/frightday. But, yeah, we're coming into this one blind because, guess what, we're swamped.
We're swamped, and the internet died today for, like, 24 hours almost.
Yeah, Camp Fright Day heating up.
Whee!
I locked
it's
in.
Also hot for October.
I don't know why. I'm painting my house.
Montana. Why are you painting your house? I saw the color. It looked good.
Yeah, it's very, I call it the witch house now. I'm going to put a big old pentagy on the
No, don't do that. You'll get all the crazy Christians bomb.
Can't
I'm
wait.
I'm not supposed to say that.
Excuse me?
We have Christian fans. I'm
I
not
know,
supposed
and
to
we
say
love
that.
All the Christian fans.
We
and
do.
They would never splash red paint on my
no,
witch house.
Because real Christians are kind humans.
That's true. Yeah. Lots going on as well. Kelly, I know I said I wasn't going to do my Byron cereal corner on that thing. I think you are going to have to tap out for about an hour.
Okay. As long as, it's fine if you do it.
Yeah.
As long as you understand that I will not be present.
Yeah,
or
don't,
participating
don't spoil it yet, but
or you, listening,
uh-huh, you know
or following up,
subject matter,
or giving a prelude.
Uh-huh. You don't want to have anything to do with
nothing.
It. It's a bit of a heavy topic, but I think it's really important to cover because it also
Ugh.
Miscarriage of justice, a little bit of that, a little bit of this. It's gonna be interesting. I'm gonna try to squeeze it into an hour, so it'll be really brutal and to the point, but. Yeah, working on that, locking in our musical guest. Guess what? Brandon Christensen can't make it.
What? No, yeah. Why?
I love him to death. He's in the middle of shooting his next film, Superhost, I think.
What
tentatively
the fuck?
Titled.
He can't take a break?
Listen, the precautions that they're making for all this COVID stuff, it's a bit of a headache.
Well, he doesn't have to make any precautions to do a virtual hey with us.
We were talking about doing maybe a shorts retrospective, but unfortunately, he's just completely swamped. I love the guy. He's given us a lot of his time in the past, and I believe him when he says he's too busy to make it. But
I believe him, too. It's probably just because he's a lot like that character in Z.
You don't need to be mean like that. That's not fair to
I'm
say.
I'm just kidding. Come it's just now. Because he said it was based on him, and I can't believe that because he seems very nice, and that character was
a great guy.
Dumpy asshole.
Yeah, but so this week, I know we were talking about like settling into the spooky season, but we just don't have it. We just don't have it in us this week.
I'm settling in. I got the spooky season. Wait a second. Hold
no,
on. Time saying, out.
No. What?
Are we doing this instead of our regular episode?
No. What? No. This
okay.
is just behind the screams.
I was so confused. I was like, I thought this was just behind the screams.
Yeah.
But then you're talking about casual fright day and like normie roundup. And you've got all of these different names.
I was just
names.
Assuming that you.
You're like one of those books that you had to read in high school that had so many fucking unnecessary characters
sure
that you
means.
Couldn't keep them straight. Like we've got too many titles. I can't keep it straight, man.
Yeah. I mean.
Are we going to have a dance party? Can we have a dance party for Camp Fright Day?
Yeah. Well, there's a DJ set to end it out. I mean, I've talked to two DJs, and if those
DJ Deja Vu?
No, I got Tiesto.
If we had Tiesto, I can't even fucking tell
it
you.
It got us $40,000 for 15 minutes of
I
Tiesto.
I don't know. I feel like Tiesto is...
You think it's more than that?
No, I feel like Tiesto is...
I'll reach out to Tiesto.
I mean, why not?
I mean, we're only a couple weeks out. But
okay, but here's the thing. Like, Tiesto's kind of washed up. He's, like, past his prime for sure. It's kind of like getting a cameo from Mark McGrath. Like, we might be able to make it work.
Oh, my God. Can we invest, like... $300 into cameos that are advertisements for Camp Fright Day?
Are you fucking kidding me? Yes.
Okay, sounds good. We'll do that.
Only
it's
hold
in the
on,
new
time
budget.
Out. Only yeah. if one of them is with Mark McGrath.
Mark is probably $100. What's your guess?
I don't know, but like I'm obsessed with him.
A cameo? Oh, really?
He was the first concert I ever went to.
And you're not really familiar with Cameo very much.
He
right?
also has an ugly wife, which always makes me feel like I've got a
don't
shot.
Don't need to say that. I don't like that at all. Sam is just literally behind that wall. Let's be nice.
Oh, he doesn't mind. He understands.
He thinks that you would leave him for Mark McGrath.
Oh, no, I wouldn't leave him for Mark McGrath.
Guess, so how much did I just say he
you
would
said
be?
You said $100.
$99.
Perfect. Worth
Nailed
it.
Nailed it.
Done.
So that's one you want to do.
I have a question, though. Can you, like, is it a different cameo, right, if you're going to post it?
they send you a video.
Right, but like, is it for private viewing only, or can you publicly?
I've used them in podcasts before, and I've heard a bunch of podcasts use
them. Okay, so who else do we have? Who else is an option for Cameo?
Oh, I mean, there's so many. Redman? Method Man? I just pulled up horror stuff, because I thought that might be relevant. Bill Moseley's only $50.
Oh, he's real spooky.
Alice Cooper's $300, but could be worth it. Tony Todd's $100.
Oh, Tony Todd's 1,000% worth it. Tony Todd and Mark McGrath, who else are we doing?
Yeah, it does have that legendary voice.
And also, like...
Adam Green, $45.
Nope.
Come on, let's give Adam Green $45.
He can pay us $45 to do it.
Yeah?
I want nothing to do with that man.
Tom Savini's $100. Yeah, I mean, it just goes on and on.
Hold on, hold on.
What, now you're pulling up Cameo?
Yep, of course I am, a fucking thing.
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wool original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowool.co. You've been listening to an Audio Wool original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowool.co.